KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Monday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis, and let's go to the news center. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. Another successful pole pedal paddle is in the books. 3,200 competitors, half of them from out of town, participated in the 35th annual event this last weekend. Molly Kelly with the Mount Bachelor Sports Education Foundation says it was one of the best races yet.
It was unbelievable. And the weather was great. The weather was perfect. Race weather, because it wasn't too hot, and a lot of the participants said that the little bit of rain that we got was really nice for them, especially on the run. And we didn't have any accidents. I mean, it was great with that amount of people.
Kids participated in their own pole pedal paddle yesterday, a record number of racers for the kids as well as the adults. More than 200 first through sixth graders came out to the Old Mill District to raft the river, bike, run an obstacle course, and to sprint to the finish. 30-year-old Andrew Boone of Bend won the men's elite title in the pole pedal paddle, but there were many winners in different age categories. One of the more impressive victors is Ernie Gilpin. The 75-year-old Bend man won first place in the new 75 and older division because he is the first 75-year-old to run the race.
And it's a very, very first time in the 35 years history of the full pedal paddle. I'm pretty sure that they added that category because they've always had, the highest they've always had was 70 and above, 70 plus they called it. And so when I got to be 75, I called them and said, there ought to be a category.
Ernie was the only participant in the 75 and older category. He did the alpine and Nordic skiing, biked for 22 miles, kayaked for 2.5 miles, and sprinted a half mile. Gilpin says he runs about 2.5 miles every day. He says he's not the fastest, but he's still out there doing it. There were no candidates in the May 17th election for the Crook County School Board. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray tells us about two candidates that have the right stuff.
Two candidates have garnered some write-in votes, and it looks like they're likely to win the board seats. Jess Messner, a local insurance agent in Redmond, says he decided to get involved because it's the right thing to do.
I'm very passionate about education. I have two kids and one on the way, and I think that Crook County School District is coming upon a lot of financial decisions as well as educational decisions that are going to need to be made, and I'm interested. I want to be a part of the process. I don't want to be a bystander.
Messner says he hopes his example will encourage others to get more involved with the community because that's the only way things can get back on track. The other write-in candidate is Rich Myers. The Crook County clerk could declare the winners on Friday. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up on KBND, the honor flight of Eastern Oregon takes another group of World War II veterans to Washington. We'll hear about their trip next. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.